Hello, this is Ken Trendell with Your Business Podcast, helping you find freedom through working for yourself, starting your own job, starting something on the side. Today, we have an interview with Jeff Lundgren. Jeff and I go way back. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, so what? I think we started back in 99 or 2000. Jeff's company hired me to work as a web developer, basically, I think it was back in the day. And from that point on, Jeff, for one thing, got me into autocross. A hobby. Yeah, racing cars around parking lots, still do quite a bit of that. In addition, though, Jeff actually really helped me see that people were starting their own businesses. Jeff, what was the name of that company? What were you doing back then?
Let's see. I think it was NetBSI or Net Business Systems Incorporated, if I remember. And yep. Back in, and so we were, if you remember, we were developing some web technologies. It was kind of pre.NET, as it were. Although very close to those technologies, but that type of infrastructure deployment built around a telecom solution. So, you know, as I remember, Kinch, we were looking for some developers to help join our team and to help deploy and develop that project. And that was, you know, some good memories, actually.
Yeah. And then another thing, Jeff, you even did outside of being a partner in that company, what did you have going on the side there? What was your website? Group Buy Center, I think it was?
Yeah. So, you know, I've always been a little entrepreneurial minded. You know, I'll always have something on the side. It's just kind of who I am. And at the time, I was running a group purchase website where buyers could collaborate together to get discounts. And so put together a portal. I ran that for a number of years and ended up selling it later just because my interest took me somewhere else. But ran a really early kind of social community before, you know, any of the Facebooks and any of those things really took off. And that was a fun project for a number of years.
Yeah, I think that's so key for people to realize you can start something on the side and you can get things going. And something tells me you can introduce what you're doing now, but that it's like on steroids for several reasons we can talk about. So what are you doing now? Why are we talking?
Well, in the last few years, my wife and I, as a side thing, have done a network marketing company. And of course, network marketing has been around for a number of years, if not number of decades going back. I remember my grandfather, in fact, was involved in Amway, and of course, he's 95 or 98 years old. Of course, he doesn't do that anymore, and I don't think he did it for a long time. But network marketing has been a very popular business model for a number of years, and so a few years ago, I was introduced to a new company called LifeVantage, and that's been a great side project that we really enjoyed, and you know, I still continue to do software development and things is kind of a main thing. But network marketing recently has become a really exciting project for us.
Yeah, and I've done a podcast or two, at least, and I mentioned quite often. I was in Amway back in college, and it taught me more about business than the two business degrees I actually got. So I'm pretty high on it for a number of reasons. For one, it's a business, and it teaches you how to run a business without the big startup costs. What else can you think of? Like, what are the benefits? What got you into it? I know me personally, I wouldn't have guessed, and I don't think you can figure out who will succeed at something and who won't, but I wouldn't have pegged you as somebody that would have taken off and been successful at something, such as LifeVantage.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of the things that we've learned is not only is network marketing a great opportunity for the average person that has or has not had success in their own business to succeed, but it's a low cost of entry, which has its advantages and disadvantages. I mean, obviously, you know, when you started doing web hosting and hosting technologies, you know, that required a certain capital investment. In fact, when we put together NetBSI back in the day, other software ventures that you participated in that we did, those cost a lot of money to get off the ground, as do most traditional businesses. But network marketing doesn't have that cost of entry barrier. So, you know, what keeps people involved? You know, usually it's the desire to create something on the side, whether it's monetary, whether it's just a culture that they enjoy and they like to participate in that. All of those things tend to be the driving factors that make one successful. I agree. People have said that about me, Jeff. I never would have thought that you would be like this. I've always been successful in business, but I've really never been successful in a people-based business. You know, most of my success has come from technology, websites, web companies, software technologies. You know, it's funny. This industry will do things to you. And here's what I've learned, and this I think is a really important take-home for a lot of people. there really is no difference between being successful in a network marketing business or being successful in a software company or being successful in a hosting company or whatever venture one does. The reality is that business and successful business is created by interacting and creating relationships with people. Whatever product or service that you're doing that participates in those relationships, the reality is it's those relationships that build and create successful business. So I had a little bit of that. What I didn't have was the experience of what makes a network marketing company different from traditional business, and we've had to learn that dynamic.
Yeah, and that's one thing I always come back to, and it didn't hit me until I knew that you got into LifeVantage, that with multi-level marketing, it's the only business I see that I can hire anybody and everybody, or not really hire them, but work with them, I guess I would say. Mm-hmm. I can't hire somebody that's not technology-minded and riptide, but any of my friends that do anything, they, if they want to, and they put in the effort, I believe, they could be successful at LifeVantage. So that's one of the big things that hit me. I know nothing else company-wise. IBM can't hire everyone. You couldn't hire everyone at your company to do technology work or do websites. So it's kind of interesting how I think there are some big benefits. And you even touched on, we don't know who would be successful necessarily, but the startup cost. You mentioned literally, I think Riptide was $10,000 way back in 2001 to get going. What does it cost for somebody to sign up and start buying some product as well as having an opportunity to make money with you?
Sure. I mean, on the low end, for people that want to dabble and just kind of test the waters, I mean, they can become involved with as little as a $50 purchase into the business. And, of course, you could spend, you know, more. The common package in LifeVantage is a $630 investment. That's very common. That's what most people do. It largely comes with a lot of product is what people are purchasing. Again, it's not a franchise fee. You're not having to buy a legal team and a sales group and a shipping and the accounts receivable, accounts payable. I mean, the company already provides that to you, so the cost is fairly low that way. Now, I think what the major factor, though, really isn't the cost. There's hundreds of network marketing companies out there. Only a small handful, I would say maybe a dozen or so, the Antways, Herbalife, New Skins, ACNs of the world. I mean, these are the big companies that over a number of years have developed and created large, stable, and successful businesses. But the vast majority of them, like traditional business, they don't work. And yeah, we've learned why they don't work. And it's no different than anything else. In any kind of a business, you have to have a corporate executive direction, whether that's a self-employed individual. But, you know, you have to have some expertise. You have to have some experience. You've got to have a kind of a business plan that creates transparency so that people can trust you. Your product and service have to be unique. I mean, even look in your hosting business. I mean, there's a lot of competition in there, but Riptide found a niche. And you have to have something that's unique. If it's not unique and you just have another Me Too product or a Me Too service, then you have competition. And a little bit of competition is good, but when you have a lot of competition, it makes it very difficult for the average person to be successful. In LifeVantage, what got me excited was that we had not only a unique product, but we had a validated product. And all of these things, including timing and business, and we could talk about that, made it easy for someone like me to be successful that otherwise maybe would have been more difficult.
Yeah, and I had a note here written down, unique product. So that's another thing. So Amway, I remember back in the day, one little thing I didn't like that you can explain, I believe this is very different since I buy your product and take it, is back in the day in Amway when I was in college back in the late 90s, we had to go and pick up our product from someone upline from us. So if I wanted some soap or detergent, I had to drive to their house and get it. And I remember thinking, this is so funny, I have to fill out paperwork, and I was getting a computer degree. I'm like, can we do this on the web? I knew the web was really new and new for a lot of people. Those are some of the big pitfalls I saw back in the day. And also, Amway seemed to me to become not just a soap company. They were trying to sell you everything, toilet paper and everything else. And you just touched on it. It's not a unique product. What's the deal with the unique product? And you'd mentioned one time to me new markets and the growing. I think that comes to do with the timing of when you got in and such.
Yeah. And I think the industry as a whole has evolved. The term distributor, which is a common term used in a network marketing company, really takes a traditional role in that individual will be responsible for delivering. They were the wholesaler. I mean, they were the deployment method to deliver those. But it's changed. In today's network marketing company, you know, with shipping anywhere in the world, you know, almost as soon as you want to get it, has really changed the way in which that industry has evolved to the point where today a network marketing business is much more about education. Truly, it's marketing. It's an education process to the customer or the distributors in a training process. So, you know, LifeVantage, you know, entered this space largely as a retail company for a number of years. It just, frankly, the product Protana did not have, it did not speak for itself. Nobody understood what an NRF2 activator was. It took people to teach and educate. So it really does well in a network marketing space. But because it's a unique product, it's something that nobody else has, that it's able to take hold and get traction in the market where other companies to introduce another soap or another juice or another pill, a vitamin per se. You know, it's interesting. Some companies, and I love the industry, and I'm not disparaging on any particular company, but for one company to say, well, we have a vitamin and it comes and is made from an ingredient that falls underneath the waterfall, but you can only harvest it in the moon underneath every third month, right? And if we did that, then we're going to have the best thing ever. You know, those things are very difficult to sell. But a unique product, and I'll say this, it doesn't really matter what type of a venture you do. A lot of people feel comfortable in creating business where people already have an adoption on that product or service. You know, it's easy to put a Burger King next to a McDonald's. It's easy to, you know, put a Sam's Club next to a Costco because, you know, people know those things are going to work. It's why I think you see a lot of big box stores develop strategies in which they feel comfortable in deploying those things. Network marketing, at least when it has a lot of opportunity and success, as it relates to timing, it's all about creating something. It's very new in the industry. Before there was a Facebook, you know, yes, there was social media, but nobody ever approached it in that way. It was very cutting edge. And today, there's dozens, if not hundreds, of Facebook knockoffs. Most of them never will get anywhere because of that. Timing in business is like location is in real estate. You know, I look back honestly, Kinch, and I think you would echo the same thing. And in fact, I'd love to hear your opinion. But being successful in business has very, very little to do with the skills that you have. It has a lot of reason based on who you knew and when you knew that person. And in the case of network marketing, we found that that's been a big factor in our success.
And let me see if I understand that. Reflecting to me, I tell people a lot that people, oh, you've been lucky. And yeah, there might be a little bit of luck with a lot of things. I always think that if you're trying to do something that's a decent product you're offering, or you're making something or publishing something, if you stick with it, it'll work. And how I relate that back to a network marketing is, in Amway back then, I literally got 7 people to sign up. And I was engaged. I was learning. As you just keyed on right there, you talked about a lot of learning and training on marketing. So you're learning in a multi-level marketing or any kind of business about business. So literally for me, it was great because I was there. I was local. I had people signing up. As soon as I moved hundreds of miles away, a lot of that people interaction broke down, and that kind of killed it for me. And I bet that's also a key you see. If people stay engaged and they keep putting the effort in, I always think it's, can you keep putting effort in? Can you keep doing it over and over that you'll be successful? They said in Amway, if you talk to 100 qualified people and offer them, hey, this is what I'm doing. I've got a business here. Would you like to get involved? That they think, I think they said you'd find 21 people. Out of the 21, something like 7 would actually really take off and do it. Is that something you are seeing? And do I kind of understand what you're saying about timing in business?
Yeah, it is. Everybody has a different circle of influence and experience in their own professional life or their personal life that allows them to maybe grow a business in network marketing faster than somebody else. But what we do know, and you touched on it, is that it's a numbers game, number one, and number two, it's a consistency of exposure. In traditional business and in your hosting company with Riptide and other things, you guys advertise. If you stop advertising, yep, your business stops growing. In fact, if referrals stop or you don't facilitate a referral-based business, then your business probably starts to shrink. Network marketing really is no different. Our exposure in network marketing is based on telling the story and teaching other people to tell the story. In traditional business, like a storefront, for example, it's advertising and it's a numbers game. You could put a sign outside in front of your store, and you could count the number of cars that drive by, and they read that sign, and they don't stop. But you rarely see a store owner that gets frustrated and stands outside and points at cars and say, "What, you just drove by my sign, but you didn't come into my store." Nobody gets frustrated because they understand it's simply a numbers game. And eventually, somebody's going to see that sign and say, "I need that. I want that. I need to know about that." In network marketing, if we continue to tell the story, then we know that somebody's going to raise their hand and say, "Yes, I need that product," or "Yes, I need this business opportunity." And that's the mindset that that you learn in network marketing, and you can apply that to anything. Now, network marketing is a different animal, but at the end of the day, business is business, exposure is exposure, and relationship building is relationship building.
Yeah, and that's and something else we even touched on that I just put a note down is residual income. I think it's great if you work for yourself and make some money, but if you have to keep working every hour for more work, that pales in comparison to something called residual income, where once you get a business built, most likely it's going to keep building itself. True, in our business, we keep advertising, we keep paying people for referrals. You have to have something going on, but in your business, since, and you can touch much better on this than I even have a clue, it's duplicating efforts. That literally, that comes back to me as creating residual income. Things can keep growing.
Right. Yeah, in fact, if anybody has not read Robert Kiyosaki's book that talks about the cash quadrant, absolute must read. And the quick story behind that is that people earn money different ways. Most people traditionally trade time for money, where they're either employed, where your employer will pay you for your time. And if you want to earn more money, then you work more hours. It depends on how valuable your time is. You know, depending on how much money you make. Other people are self-employed, and it's really no different other than their businesses start to own them and they become consumed, but it's a very linear income approach. Now, on the flip side, there's leveraged income approach, and it either comes in the form of one or two ways. One is a business system that you leverage the system, and the other one is you leverage money. So in the investment category, people will use their own money and it will invest it. Other people grow that money and they get a return. It's mutual funds to stock portfolio investments to even real estate investments. They'll sit on real estate and turn over properties and so forth. That's investment income. But a system income is what you see executives, business owners do. And that's where the network marketing space lives. I tell people all the time in my group, if all you're doing is selling our products and you're the only one doing it, you're a salesman. And that's okay if that's what you want to do. But if you want to do network marketing correctly, the key is to get people to tell the story with you, and that creates leverage. After 3 years in our organization, we have people on a daily basis whom I've never met who tell the story, and that's leveraged. When I sleep at night, somebody's telling the story. When I'm awake and I'm doing another project, somebody's telling the story. If I choose to take my family on a short vacation, somebody out there is telling the story in my network, in my group, and I participate. Now, that didn't come at a cost. Network marketing does not create itself. You have to become involved and actively involved in growing and mentoring and training that. And in some ways, you never really leave it, but it certainly opens up a lot of choices and freedom. The analogy that I love to use, and I've heard a number of times, imagine if I said, "Kinch, I'd like to offer you an opportunity, and for every day for 2 years, I want you and I to go shovel manure in the hot Arizona sun." It would be terrible. Who would do that, right? Nobody.
Yeah.
Especially if I was only going to pay you maybe $2 or $3 a day. But if I said at the end of that 2 years that I would pay you $60,000 a month and you would never have to work for another day in your life, would you do it? And that's the difference. That's what leveraged income creates. And whether that comes in the form of a network marketing company or investment capital or a business opportunity, that really is the big differentiator in my mind between people who work for somebody else's dream and somebody who is involved in creating their own dream.
Oh, good point. Yeah, and you touched on something there, which I pull a note, getting rich quick. And just from the side of Riptide Hosting, web hosting, I bet we didn't pay any money out for 4 or 5 years. So we not only put in 10 grand and all the time and effort, we didn't do that. And I know that I've talked to you quite a bit in the past year just for other things as well. And just knowing that you're out there, usually you're flying somewhere, sometimes to different countries, you're out driving. So touch on that. Is it a get rich quick? And what kind of time are you putting in?
You know, the time varies. We've had to work LifeVantage in and around our other commitments, both employment commitments as well as family commitments. So the time varies, but it isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not. Now, I will tell you, some people get luck early. So in a network marketing business, somebody has to take ownership. If it's somebody that is in your, what we call a downline, right, in your business somewhere, if they take ownership, then you may not have to participate in that part of the business. And sometimes people show up earlier than later. It proves that the system works. But it isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. And if you treat it like a business, it will pay you like a business. But if you treat it like a hobby in hopes that somebody else will take ownership of your business for you, then it probably will pay you like the hobby. And for most people, hobbies cost money. They don't make a lot of money.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell me, you got me into that autocross hobby. I call it an addiction now, but literally. And that's where I think people get the wrong idea. Oh, it's a get rich quick, the pyramid scheme. What do you tell people, or do you even spend the time if somebody says that's a pyramid scheme? If they're open to thinking about it, what would you tell them?
Well, I mean, there's obviously technical answers. My response to most people is, what do you mean by a pyramid scheme? Because people don't understand generally that all business is structured like a pyramid. But I think what people are really saying that it's a pyramid scheme is that it's illegal, or perhaps it's not ethical, or you're making money off of somebody else's efforts in a way that's unethical. And most of these simply don't happen. Let me say it this way. They shouldn't happen. We know that people will use pyramid schemes illegally, and there's companies that structure that way. And it's important, if you identify a network marketing company, that you find one that has it is built and constructed in accordance with the laws and requirements of the country in which it operates. It's one of the things we like about LifeVantage as an example, because it's a publicly traded company and the way in which they operate. So in our business, for example, my uncle who sponsored me, he actually has a lower rank in the company than I do. You know, in traditional business, you have managers and directors and vice presidents. In network marketing, they'll have different ranks and titles. So his is a lower rank than mine simply because he hasn't worked in his business as much as I've worked in mine. He also gets paid less than I do. And the person who sponsored him gets paid less than either of us. And, you know, and so forth. And so you don't, it really just becomes simply a business. It doesn't really matter how many people participate, if it's the jobber, the wholesaler, the retailer, the customer, or in network marketing where it's, you know, one level or two level or three levels. It really doesn't matter. I think in any business it's important to be honest and have open disclosure on how those businesses are conducted. But usually when people say, well, is this a pyramid scheme, it comes from a point of ignorance, or it's a point of it's an excuse to say this isn't for me. Yeah. So I don't spend a lot of time trying to convince people that what we do is ethical and legal. If they're not interested for whatever reason, they don't have to do it. Usually how I
Yeah, I think you, that. Yeah, something you just thought of by, or made me think of by saying that is literally the getting the no or somebody rejecting things. I bet you're so far beyond that. You just know that it's a numbers game and you can move on. And mentioning numbers game, I remember learning in sales classes and such that maybe 10% of the people you talk to would ever buy your product. Well, I can tell you the advertising we do at Riptide, it's way less than 10%. You might get 1% of people that visit your site to even come back probably. Another thing you touched on, you like literally when somebody says pyramid scheme, I remember in Amway, either I learned or figured it out, that what company, like let's say IBM, how is that not a pyramid scheme in the fact that people would think, oh, only the top guy makes money? Well, these big companies, the top guy, the CEO, does make the money. And the new person doesn't make as much money. As you said, the levels, literally every level usually gets you another pay grade. Oh, I'm a manager over these people, so I make more than them. So I'm glad you explained that literally the two people above you don't make as much as you. And I'd say that comes back to the golden law that literally you've helped more people, so you will make more money. You can't Right. just be the top guy doing nothing.
In fact, I will tell you, after a while, your mind starts to look at network marketing in a very different manner. Our success ultimately at this phase becomes how effective can we help other people in our group. This business is not about us. It isn't. It's not about money. It's about the goals and desires that other people have. In traditional business, that usually does not exist. In fact, I think there's a blinded robbery going on in traditional business. And people have become addicted to trading their time for money in a way that they think that they're getting value and everything is on the up and up. But what people don't realize until late in life, that the biggest commodity that they have is their time.
Yep.
And for 40 years, they traded their time for money. And they did it in a way that developed and created someone else's dream, like I said. But at the end of that 40 years, after they've done that, at that point, they've given 40 years of their life of 40 hours a week, and then they try to retire. And they're retiring on 40% of what they had before, and they could barely live on what they had before anyway. So
yeah.
What do? They lower their standard of living, or they go into debt, or what we're finding now, and this is indicative of the economic state that we live in, that they have to go back to work. And when you own your own business, whether it's a network marketing business, whether it's an online business, whether it's a home-based business, whatever it is, you create a capital investment in creating equity in the value of that entity. And after 10 years or 5 years or 20 years, that has – it's an investment. I'll tell you a quick story. This is pervasive in this industry of network marketing. People will actually build a network marketing business that will create $200 or $300 a month. And it may have a group of, maybe 100 people in it. Nothing really substantial, but $200 or $300 a month. Most people don't realize that that business entity in and of itself that creates $200 or $300 a month is the same of having tens of thousands of dollars in the
yep.
bank. And those are valuable business positions that could be sold. And that's really where true wealth comes from. And again, it's not about money, but at the end of a duration, you sell a home, you sell a business, and it's worth, if not, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, it could be worth millions of dollars as a business. And the money that then you get off of that can be put back in, and you create further leverage, whether it's real estate investments or financial investments. That's really where wealth is created. And like I say, it's not about money, because at that point people have a lot of choices. And just as a tangent, I think that when good people have money, they do good things. And
yep.
and that ultimately is what motivates me to be successful. It isn't about creating wealth for me. I don't really need that. It's about creating opportunity for others around us and our ability to help others.
Yeah, that's several good points there. That literally, in most companies, what can I sit there at Riptide and say, what have I helped? I help companies keep their website up, but am I helping anybody make more money or do something else? No. And that's what draws me in sometimes, like, oh, I definitely, for the health side of things we can talk about, I definitely bring up and will tell people about Protandim all day long and say, hey, you know, check into this and see if it can help you health-wise. That's incredible. And I think also you touched on something there. At some point, you make enough money if you're somewhat successful. And at that point, you don't necessarily care to spend more time making more money. But what I like about what you're doing is you just said you're willing to spend more time to help other people. And that's what I've always said. I want to run a business and hire people and be a great manager and really be a great owner and help them. Well, you pointed out that so many people work for someone else and they're really building their dream. They're building their nest egg because the owner of the business is who can sell out at the end. And like you're saying, $200 or $300 a month, if that's residual income that's just coming in, and they might be taking Protandim, getting the health benefits as well. At this interest rate to this economy, what did you say? You called it a what? Economy not, or you said something good there about the economy mess up or.
Well, I forget exactly the word I used, but.
Yeah. Well, I liked it. I'll have to listen to it and take notes. I could go on forever about that. But literally, the fact that not only, let's say 100 people, to me, wow, 100 people, you're so beyond that. You can talk about the size of your group. But if you've got 100 people maybe getting health benefits and making some money, that's still a good thing to feel good about. That's in so many jobs, how do you feel good about what you're doing? And you touched on that literally at this point, you're not out there going, oh, if I can sell some more stuff, I can make some more money. It's how many more people can I help? Because it's going to help them and impact their lives in some positive way.
Yeah, there's different phases, I think, that here's why network marketing, I think, is an exciting project for anybody to participate in, whether they have success or not. Network marketing is a way in which people become hewned into being successful in creating relationships and divest themselves into that emotionally in a way that cultivates a culture of professionalism that most industries won't do. Because at the end of the day, as an employee, many people will only work as hard as they need to so that their boss doesn't fire them. But at the same time, the boss or the company is only going to pay them as much as they need to so that their employee doesn't quit. When you're involved in your own business, whatever the business is, there's two things that happen. You have to improve yourself and your way in which you relate to others in your business, whether it's your customers or your clients or business partners, but you are forced to do it because it is directly tied to the success of your endeavor. Network marketing does that in a very, very quick way, which is one reason why some people don't find success is because they don't have the personality or that the growth pressure is too great. It takes too much for them to look in the mirror and say, whoa, I need to make some changes to myself here. But successful business, no matter where it comes from, it creates a society in which everybody together participates in the success of their own respective dreams and visions. And that is a very addicting and fulfilling way in which people live. And that's why I have always been entrepreneurial minded.
Yeah. Something, the personality types. You said, you don't have the right personality, but I bet you have people with all different kinds of personality in your group.
Oh yeah. You know, we have people who are very detail oriented. They want to know exactly how Protandim is formulated and why the formula works the way it does. And for them, the science is a very strong attraction. To other people, they like the social aspect, just being around other people and helping and smiling and laughing. And other people, they like the security aspect, that they can have a few hundred extra dollars coming in a month that would otherwise not exist. Or the leadership and the recognition capacity. There are many companies that will recognize leadership within a business, but I've never seen it happen in the way it happens in network marketing. So it is something that the diversity of personalities, everybody can find a home, everybody can find a way in which their own personality and life goals are accomplished in that business model in a really unique and successful way.
Yeah, and that's one thing you mentioned, social aspect. I do remember in Amway, I would go to the meetings and go to the I forget what they called them, but literally being around people, for me, kind of an extrovert, literally was great, and it did keep you pumped up. How do you try to keep people engaged? Obviously, I get texts from you, and I get the messages about what's going on. Tell people about how helpful it is whenever you actually, instead of starting your own business, which I tell people, I'm good in a group much better than I am with all my ideas on my own. And that's what this kind of, I believe, gives you, is the group, and you've got all these different ways you can teach and learn. Talk about all the different resources that are out there.
Well, what I've learned is that everything that we do in life is based on belief. We wake up in the morning because we believe that that day is going to bring some type of an opportunity or there's some responsibility and that we're going to receive something for doing that. We go places, we work places, we have relationships, we stop relationships, and all of the things in life are based on belief. But belief is driven by the window in which we perceive the world in which we live, and it also means that two people can look at the same situation through two different realities and see it very differently. In network marketing, because nobody's dropping, at least not up front, I mean, we've put in a lot of money and travel and support of our business as we need to, but initially an investment of $50 or $600 or $1,000 or whatever that company is, that's really not that much money. And so your activity and your participation long term, it will ultimately be based on one simple fact, and that is, will this work? And the only way in which people will learn to believe that, most people, and there are some exceptions, is if they, one, see other people have the same success. Two, they get educated and understand the facts behind why it will work for them, and see that there's a roadmap that they can follow that they too can be successful. If they don't plug into that, then doubt will creep in. And because of life's pressures, whether it's employment or family, economy, politics, weather, disease, you name it, people become you know, they will end up, you know, going down the river of life, and ultimately after several weeks or several months, they will find themselves forgetting why they were doing LifeVantage or Nu Skin or Amway or Herbalife or whatever network marketing company they were doing. They forget why they did it. So in our business, we constantly have trainings and what we call elite academies and conventions. And these events, at least in LifeVantage, tend to be education events and belief building events and storytelling events in which the new distributor and the existing distributor can plug in. We see the same things in churches. We see the same things in business and seminars. I mean, even things you take car shows. Why do people go to car shows? Why do people have car shows? Because they love to get together to say, "Wow, I really do love this hobby," or "I love this industry." It's the same kind of collaboration. Network marketing, frankly, is no different in the way in which they approach that.
Yeah, no, that's a good breakdown there. Literally all the different ways to keep you plugged in. Unless you have some other topics you want to talk about, I'd like to have you explain, what is Protandem? Why would somebody want to buy Protandem, take Protandem, or give me the overview of the business or a snippet? I'd hate to try to talk about Nerf 2 reactors or what have you, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, look, the internet's a great resource for a lot of this information. You know, people can go online and they can look up Protandem or LifeVantage and read a lot about it. My recommendation would be, as you do that, make sure that you go through the sources that are vetted, peer-reviewed content. Everybody's got an opinion about everything, and network marketing has its supporters and people who hate the industry. So, but in general, yeah, it's all online to look at. But the short story is that Protandem is a product that was created out of Colorado. There were several people involved, and at the end of the day, the formula and it's, you know, how that came about, validated by a researcher in free radical biology, a guy by the name of Dr. Joe McCord, for a number of years. Protandem, it is basically an NRF2 activator. It's a pathway in the body that stimulates the body to produce survival genes. And in this case, some of the early research indicated that Protandem would upregulate the body's own production of antioxidants that are many, many more times powerful than anything that you could eat in the form of vitamins and superfoods. But we now know that Protandem through NRF2 is a powerful inducer of several gene expressions in the body that are related to the survivability of cells and subsequently the health and longevity of the species, the human species or the animal species, and we actually have a product for dogs. So it's a tool that helps in the way the body performs, and one thing I like about it is that researchers from around the world have looked independently with their own budgets into Protandem to what it would do, and that's interesting to see what that research says and what it does. So that's effectively what Protandem is, and of course LifeVantage has a few products now. We've got a skincare cream that has the ingredients of Protandem in it. We've got a Protandem for dogs, and the company at some point will introduce other products that dovetail with those and the growth of the company in general. But it's been a great experience personally to use the product for my own situation, and we've really seen an improvement not only in conditions of people that we know with their own health challenges, but generally it's been a fantastic experience because I've always loved alternative health as well, and so for us the business aspect has been entertaining and exciting, but the product has been very fulfilling in that regard as well.
I remember you talk about health. You had sprouted beans, I think, when we were at a race out there in Utah. What were those? So Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't recall exactly, but you know, I'll make my own cough syrup. You know, I think that's probably a better approach. And so we'll put some shifts up, and we've got some honeybees that make our own honey, and throw that in some black elderberry, you know, juice in there, and things that we have a black elderberry tree. So I'm like that. I've just always been into that, and I suppose I could probably make my own Protandem if I had the time and effort to test and put that together in that way, because it's herbal in nature, but it's affordable just the way it is. But it was always interesting to me when we first looked at it from that perspective.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed out. I typed that in to bring up that it's not like you're taking Advil or something else. These are herbal ingredients that it's made up of. And on top of that, I don't know if you want to touch on any stories, but I imagine, how many people are in your group at this point?
Currently, we've got about 3,000 people in our group.
So you probably heard plenty of stories where people are like, oh, this has helped me health-wise. I mean, I bet you could go on and on. You don't have to, but something tells me. And that's really just really neat to think that you've helped people not only monetary-wise, but maybe health-wise as well.
You know, Protana, it's interesting. A lot of network marketing companies that are in the health and wellness space, or even retail companies that have good products, the really good products out there have effective anecdotal evidence. You know, we've seen, and very personally in many cases, and quite often validated by, you know, patients, physicians, or our customers, physicians, we've seen really significant results. We try to be as compliant as we possibly can in the way we represent Protandem. And I know there is a certain amount of placebo effect on certain individuals. That will always exist. But because Protandem is so powerful in what it does, what we've seen has been very, very significant. And I wish we were in a situation where you could talk directly to customers and hear their stories firsthand. But it's been very rewarding to have people, honestly, with tears in their eyes, approach you and say, thank you for introducing this to us. This has changed our life. And while the health benefits and the stories we hear are significant, we also have the stories from the business, where I have a lady in my business, and she can't live on Social Security. It simply isn't enough for her. But with Protandem, again, it's not that much money, but, you know, with another $400 or $500 a month, in addition to Social Security, she's not in a situation at 75 to go and apply as the Walmart greeter. She doesn't have to do that. And that is not a mental, logical response for her. It is a heartfelt, very deep emotional thing that she gets to enjoy her sunset years, not only with as much health as possible, but with enough freedom that she can spend time with her grandchildren in a way that, frankly, a few years ago, she thought was in jeopardy.
And that means she's helped other people, obviously, if she's making some money there. Tell me this. You have 3,000 people in your group. You don't have to mention levels of what you're at. Where is this taking you? I bet you've qualified for some trips, and you get to hang out with some people that probably – this is – I'm bringing this up because, to me, I bet this would be the biggest high I could think of. You get to help people. And then you're hanging out with other people that have done this with you or done the same thing you've done. Or I know some of these guys came from other groups to maybe start this, but where is this taking you? What have you done? Could you have imagined any of this 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago?
No, I never had any idea. In fact, while we've worked hard to create what we've done with LifeVantage, eventually you realize that we never would have gotten to where we're at without the efforts and hard work of other people that had dreams and visions too. And we worked together with those people, obviously. We've qualified to go on some company trips a little bit, but honestly, most of the stuff that the carrots that the company has hanged out in front of us, we haven't qualified for. We go for stuff. We've qualified for a few things and that's fun. But for us, at the end of the day, the biggest reward isn't the residual income that comes every month, and I love the 15th of the month. It's that I get to – well, let me put it this way, and this is open information that anybody can see, but the company pays out a little more than half the cost of the products as commissioned to other distributors. So this last year in fiscal 2013, the company reported to the NASDAQ exchange about $208 million in sales. That means that about half of that income was paid to families and individuals and stay-at-home moms and doctors and construction workers and school teachers and even computer programmers. And that is where it becomes very interesting, because LifeVantage is relatively a small company. And while they've had a lot of success in growing very rapidly, I mean, if not one of the fastest growing network marketing companies in the world, there's other network marketing companies like Amway, these are multi-billion dollar companies, and they're not alone. I mean, there's several. The industry as a whole has created a lot of wealth for a lot of people. Now, some people, the critics and that, they'll say, well, you're doing it on the backs of all these people that, you know, aren't having success. Well, at the same time, they're also providing high quality products that you can't get in stores. and or services and things that these companies provide that just don't exist in traditional business. And in LifeVantage, like many companies, there's a large group of customers that purchase those products on a regular basis that they're receiving value for what they're purchasing. And I find that actually much more intimate than what people typically think of in business. A retail store, they don't know me. They don't really care about me. They don't know my name. They advertise by spending money on paper and TV and all these other things to broadcast and broadcast and broadcast their message out there. But network marketing is a very personal business of sharing something with a friend or a family member or a colleague, and it's done, usually, it's done out of a point of respect and love for that individual and helping them in some fashion or providing value or opportunity for somebody else. In the American culture, it's interesting that I think we tend to be a little more skeptical that someone's going to rip me off or something of that. But most cultures around the world, it's very intuitive. Network marketing in Asian cultures, for example, is second nature to the cultural experience that they have. They're just as skeptical as everybody else, but they love to network and they love to create business and opportunity with friends and family. And that's where most business is done anyway. And like I said earlier in this podcast, business at the end of the day, no matter what it is, network marketing, retail, or services or consulting, it is all based on personal relationships. I don't think it is kind of a statement here to finish out. I don't think that all people golf because they like it. They golf because that's where business is done. You know, and of course they like golfing anyway. But you see what I'm saying? It's a relation. Business is relationships, and network marketing is relationships as well.
Oh yeah, business. You still, no matter you're selling a server to someone or selling anything, you have to talk to someone, and someone has to agree. And I think you just pointed out something that reminded me what Amway said. They could pay out half of the product or whatever they do. Or I would believe that LifeVantage can pay out half of the price because they're not spending that much money or any on marketing because you are doing the marketing. I could do marketing. It's me talking to someone else saying, hey, this might help you. Not only as a business, but you might want to take this herbal supplement to help a conditioner just to help you be healthier. Is that kind of what you were getting at there, that they can pay out half of it?
Well, sure. And everybody has their margins in network marketing. Some are greater or less than others, but margins, you know, take a Starbucks restaurant, for example, you know, the cost of the product isn't really significant. It really isn't.
Yep.
It's a good product, but they have the overhead of the store and the employees and the coffee machine and the tables and the chairs and the air conditioning and everything else. Not to mention the advertising and everything that goes into that. That process. There's a lot of overhead that's built into traditional retail. Network marketing obviously has its own overhead as well, the compensation plan and the distributor network and everything else, and the training and so forth. But it's a very efficient way in which those are distributed. And not that one is right and one is wrong, but I don't think people understand that in traditionally in network marketing that it's really just a different way in which those funds are allocated.
Yeah, you're marketing through a network of people is what, I mean, I think it says it without people realizing that's exactly what it is. I want to bring up one more thing, and if you have more thoughts, please. How many people did you speak in front of, and what was that like? I want to say 5,000 people or something.
I've spoken in front of small groups, obviously in trainings and such, all the way up to large groups of 5,000 people. at some point, it becomes like you're speaking to a photo. With 5,000 people in a room, there are very few faces that you can focus in on.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It really is, because I love interaction, and I can look into somebody's face and I can see whether they're confused or they understand or they have a question. 5,000 people, you can't see that. You hope that what you're saying is resonating. It's very difficult to get the interaction, but it was honestly an experience we had here just a few months ago, one of the most humbling experiences I've ever had, and largely because of this. When you get to share the stage with other people that you have a professional or relationship respect for, you know that other people are looking at you through that same lens, and they're and they're looking to you saying, okay, I hope that this guy will say something or this lady will say something that I can take and apply and put into my business or put into my life or whatever it is. And I'm not up there to be a motivational speaker. It's not what I do. I'm not up there to, you know, wave a flag and say a cheer. I'm up there to tell my story, and something that I say is going to connect with somebody like me. And if they can take yep. something and say, you know what, that makes sense to me in the way in which he said it, or the way in which he, the background that he comes from, you know what, I can do this. I could do what he could do. And to have the responsibility to give that information in my own way is a very daunting and humbling thing to do. It is.
I'm impressed. I mean, literally, we started working together how many years ago, and I can't imagine that Jeff's going to be in front of 5,000 people telling the story. And it's a story of success, so it's great. But that is truly amazing. And like you said, probably very humbling to be up there with the people you were looking at, and you're realizing people are looking up to you, and you're like, oh, hopefully something, and it will. Exactly. Something you said will touch someone. And that's what you touched on a good point there. Someone may not be just like you or just like me, but that doesn't preclude them from being successful. In any business, network marketing or anything, you can find someone to listen to that can go, oh, I am like them, and they did succeed, I guess, have that belief. Mm-hmm.
So much of what we do in life is following the lead of somebody else. And I think if anyone were to look at their life, they would say, well, I do what I do because of my father, or I do what I do because of my best friend or my spouse. Or maybe it's somebody that didn't know, like a sports figure, you know, like a Michael Jordan inspired me or whatever it is. But life is like that. And in life, we either are leaders or we follow leaders. And this is a saying that I've used quite often. You can be successful in business if instead of trying to create customers, you can try to create leaders. If you can instill and empower somebody else to do and pass the buck, or to pass it along to somebody else, that act of charity or that act of education or mentorship or whatever small thing that might be, then you've created business. You've created opportunity, and all you have to do is be consistent in doing that over a long period of time. And eventually, I think people will find themselves in a situation to say, you know what, actually, things are going pretty good.
Yeah. And that's right. You touched on, I say it, people influence people and they have no clue how much they truly do influence them. How much was I influenced by my parents? Well, I have 2 college degrees, one each matching each parent. Why am I in computers? Because my mom was into computers. It's amazing. That's got to be a really nice feeling, realizing you're influencing so many people. I mean, you're influencing your kids beyond belief. But I think it's so good that you've always been doing something on the side. I mean, that really did influence me too, seeing, oh, yeah, Jeff has this website and he's making some money. And, oh, yeah, you can do that while you have a job as long as you do your job well. So literally, the influences are immense. So I'm glad we had time today to talk. I'm glad that in the past I worked with you. I got me into autocrossing, as well as probably thinking I could even start Riptide. And literally, I tell people Riptide probably made sense when we talked about doing something, because I realized it was residual income. And ever since I learned about it at Amway, it always was like, that's what you want to do. I don't want to work every day, every hour. I don't want to have those responsibilities. I don't want to have to be beholden to that. So anything else? Well, I would definitely put links out so people can learn more. If you have some good links, obviously you've sent me some in the past. We'll put them up there so people can research this more and learn more. But thank you again. I'm truly amazed. I'm glad you're out there doing this, helping people, doing more than just programming.
Kent, thanks. Appreciate your friendship, and our professional relationship is also, equally as fulfilling. And I'm happy to have the time with you.
Yeah. Thanks again, Jeff.